the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think to get President Obama out of office, you're going to have to bring something to the race that's different than what he brings. He's a lifelong politician. I think you have to have the credibility of understanding how the economy works. And I do. And that's one reason I'm in this race.
Senator Gottman going down as much as it can for Mitt Romney, explaining why he's a better choice than Newt to be the Republican nominee. Interesting when you think about it, as anybody mentions Mitt, you know who they're talking about. Anybody mention Newt, you know who they're talking about. Is that true about Ron Paul or any of the others? I'm not sure. I think those two, though. Interesting how the first name kind of goes with the territory. We're into the Talk Radio Countdown Show overview of the hot hits from this past week, from number 1 to number 10, and the presidential race from the GOP side, number 1 this week on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Review on the air as we look at what's happened. Listen to some of the stories from this past week ending on December the 2nd, the rundown of the top 10 hits. We consort and consult with Talkers Magazine, monitoring talk radio programs and hosts and the stations across the country that are into this news talk, the sort of political issue-oriented talk radio. And then there's sports talk radio, which is usually at number 10 on the countdown. The end of the NBA lockout, big sports talk item of the week. So that's number 10. Number 9, focus on the Middle East with the elections in Egypt and the threat from Iran. American Airlines filing for Chapter 11. Big story, business, money news, all the stations that talk about your money into this. It seemed like it happened, and nobody was surprised when it happened to Delta and United and Continental. They all have filed for Chapter 11, but American sort of was on that high hill. No longer. Problems with their unions. Number 7, the deadly NATO strike on Pakistan. Number 6, the retirement announcement. Many of you think, well, it's about time. Barney Frank is leaving Congress, one of the most liked by the liberals and most despised by the right members of Congress. The Occupy, I'm not even calling it that anymore. It's just the protesters who are here, there, and everywhere. Number 5, that story. Number 4, congressional insider trading. Who's on that list? The sexual abuse scandals at both Penn State and Syracuse. Number 3, the situation with the money and debt crisis over in Europe. Number 2, and number 1, the presidential race. As I said, Newt Gingrich riding pretty well in the polls. The attacks are inevitable. Here's the audio from the latest ad that Ron Paul is running, released on YouTube, as it's a bit too long to be on commercial television.
I think this is the core challenge of America, is that beyond the words is a real question of policy and a real question of values and a real question of seriousness. It's a real question of policy.
We don't always see eye to eye, do we, Newt?
No, but we do agree our country must take action to address climate change.
Newt Gingrich has been on both sides of a long list of issues, sometimes in the same week.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering.
With allies like that, who needs the left?
It cuts Paul Ryan off at the knees. It supports the Obama administration. There is no explanation for it.
And a real question of value. Value. Question of value. If you want to put people in jail, let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment, politicians who profited from the environment.
Newt Gingrich on the defense for taking $1.5 million.
After he left Congress, Freddie Mac gave Gingrich at least $1.6
million. $1.6 million, some of it just before the housing market collapsed.
Newt Gingrich can ridicule Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac publicly while privately pocketing millions.
That's hardcore lobbying, and that's what Newt Gingrich was doing.
Politicians who profited from the environment.
There are now reports about controversial ties to the healthcare industry.
A think tank founded by Newt Gingrich collected at least $37 million from major healthcare companies. The group supports individual mandates.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's healthcare law.
Support for an individual mandate? Folks, don't ask me to explain this.
And a real question of seriousness.
everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House. He went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
You're an embarrassment to our party.
He's flipped and flopped based on who's paying him.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
It's wrong to go around and adopt radically different positions. Because then people have to ask themselves, what will you tell me next time?
Wow, that's pretty powerful stuff, isn't it? Huh? I'd almost like to listen to that again to get the nuance of it. Maybe we will if we have time. The ad that came from Ron Paul's people focusing on the real Newt Gingrich. You buying it? 800-510-8255. Communicate via the email. It's Doug at DougStephan.com. You just email to the countdown. It's pretty amazing how this whole thing has moved around. Isn't that how, when you look at who was on top earlier on, who shared the top spot, who's fallen, who's there now? Most importantly, who'll be there a year from now? Isn't that what you want to know? Who can be there? Who's got the starch? It's pretty much a lackluster field with you. Oh, there's a couple of pretty interesting people. I think Ron Paul is the most interesting, but that's just my point of view. What's yours? 800-510-8255. You can be sure it won't be the business about Perry and Kane and all these other folks. Let's see who the number two spot goes to. Well, we're all pretty concerned and interested in the number one spot. So let's follow more of that trail when the countdown continues.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Start the holidays with big savings at the PetSmart Holiday Kickoff Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $6 on all Iams cat food and 16 to 20 pound bats. And save 30% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, save up to 30% on select Kong toys, beds, collars, and more. Don't miss these great holiday deals. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offers valid December 2nd through the 4th.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, what's new in the world of talk, or what's been the pursuit of interest this week? Number one, the presidential race, who's running on the Republican side. Here, Sean Hannity talks to Mitt Romney about how the media is enjoying pitting him against Newt Gingrich.
This is what he said in relation to you, and it seems the media is enjoying the concept of you guys fighting, but here's what he said.
Look, anybody who is honest about it knows that no person except Christ has ever been perfect. And so I don't claim to be the perfect candidate. I just claim to be a lot more conservative than Mitt Romney and a lot more electable than anybody else. And I think that if you look at my track record of reforming welfare, cutting taxes, balancing the federal budget for four straight years, leading House Republicans to their first majority in 40 years and their first re-election as a majority since 1928, I think that stacks up pretty well.
What's your reaction to that?
Well, he's done a very nice job describing his record, and I appreciate that. I would take exception with him on his characterization of his conservative credentials relative to mine or his electability. That's something which time will tell. We'll get a good chance to see our positions on issues, and electability, of course, is always something which changes over time as people get a closer look at folks. So we'll see how that works out. I don't want to take exception with him. I'll just say, look, we'll see how that plays out over time and let people make their own judgment.
You know, the media is going to be so disappointed you guys are not going to start a fist fight here and a food fight in this presidential race. But I tried to get you both to go there and it wouldn't work. So I'm doing my job, at least giving you an opportunity, both of you, to respond.
Why is that his job? Why is it the job of somebody? I'm not taking a shot at Sean, but I don't get why that is. Isn't it kind of a lousy way for this all to boil down? I don't think that's my job, to get two people to fight on the air. It's like wrestling, WWE or WWR, World Wrestling Republicans. It's just, that's what the whole thing has become. It's kind of a nonsensical way of presenting information. How about you just have the stories told and you judge for yourself, right? Here's host Bill Wills talking to Glenn Beck about how the media's role in guiding the presidential race is shaping up.
You know what it dawned on me with this Herman Cain story and Gingrich and everything going on? It's almost like the media's treating this like it's a reality show on the GOP side. I mean, we haven't had a poll. Matter of fact, the votes in Iowa or New Hampshire, the only two straw poll votes that we've had, Michelle Bachmann won one, Herman Cain, I think, won the other. But it seems like it's up to the media. They're like the judges on American Idol. And it's who they say that we're going to be able to vote on, or actually the people in Iowa and New Hampshire are the ones who are going to be able to vote on, whoever they say are going to, it might be left here.
It's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable how we are being led to a progressive conservative choice. I mean, it's really remarkable how they have dismissed the people with character. They've dismissed the people that are for really, truly for small government. Ron Paul, Bachmann, and I would include Rick Santorum in that. And, we've got a guy, Newt Gingrich, really?
Yeah.
Really? Newt Gingrich is the guy? I mean, he is great in a debate, and he says the right things, but can we remember that character matters? Can we remember that he was on the couch with Nancy Pelosi talking about climate change? That he's also for, giant health care?
Right.
What are we doing?
I'm thinking Plenty dropped out, months ago. He gave up. He should have still been in the race.
Yeah, I mean, it's really remarkable when you watch the media pick the winners. And then the media will do another thing. They'll play a campaign ad for like right now, the big thing is the Ron Paul ad. But they'll dismiss the volumes of record that they personally have access to. They'll take somebody else's work, but they won't do their homework themselves.
All right, Glenn Beck on Where We Are. Actually an interesting overview, and you may be right. Big stuff for Gingrich, offering up a bundle of big ideas as he pushes forward. And those are the overviews of the presidential race, little nuggets here, as we move on to number two next on the countdown.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We've been through number one. I think the only other interesting anecdote about the presidential way the news media covers things is to understand that in a poll released this week, 84% of those people who are considered American journalists working for the news media voted for Barack Obama the last time around. That tells you something. Next up, number two on the countdown, as we review the hot hits talk radio for this week, the situation in Europe with the economy there, countries and their problems with money. Here's host John Sylvester talking to a financial analyst named Mary Votari about the Federal Reserve getting involved in bailing out banks in Europe.
Can we trust the Federal Reserve to bail out more banks or bail out other countries?
Bloomberg News did a really nice job this week. If people didn't see this article, they should look it up. They added to our knowledge about everything that went on. They did a an assessment of their open records requests, and their assessment is that at the height of the crisis, banks were going to the Fed every single night and borrowing tons and tons of money that nobody knew anything about. So we knew that they got, for instance, we knew Morgan Stanley got $10 billion in TARP funds. We didn't know that 1 month in 2008, they borrowed $100 billion from the Federal Reserve at the same time, that these banks were really teetering, they were really in trouble, and they were sucking up a whole bunch of money from the Federal Reserve. As they did that, so the Bloomberg says that was $7.7 trillion went out the door. That's what they say. As they did that, they were borrowing at interest rates of like 0.01% and lending, of course, at interest rates much higher. So Bloomberg this week said that their estimate is that the banks made $13 billion in net profit off of this operation. And that's something that we hadn't known before. That little piece of the puzzle doesn't surprise us, but it's something we didn't know.
All right, so do we trust Ben Bernanke? And I know that some liberal economists, have, including Dean Baker, have said that he's got to step in this situation. Do we trust him? Do we trust him again? And what will this cost U.S. taxpayers?
Well, you know, this is the problem with the Federal Reserve. You know, do we want them to tighten up the monetary policy and shut all the doors and let all the banks collapse at the height of the crisis? You know, probably not. Do we want Europe to just fall apart? You know, probably not. That's probably going to be really bad for folks here who don't want the unemployment rate to plummet again. But at the same time, we need a lot more transparency. We need a much better government system at the Federal Reserve. We can't continue to have bankers on the board of the Federal Reserve. It's insane. It was insane from its inception. It's insane now. And so Bernie Sanders, my favorite senator from the state of Vermont, has pulled together some of the top economists in the country, and they're going to be making a series of recommendations on how we can overhaul the Federal Reserve.
Most people listening to this program right now do not trust the Federal Reserve. What about you? Here's Brad calling the Countdown from Maryland with thoughts on our involvement in Europe.
In terms of the European Union, I think it's time that the U.S. cut the European Union free, because we have to take care of our own problems. And we've seen the problems that are going on in Greece right now. They've got problems with their unions just like we have problems with our unions. And the unions have gotten their benefits voted in, and now they refuse to cut back. Why is it that it's unions that get guaranteed benefits at the expense of the taxpayers while the private worker is suffering in this economy? We need a shared sacrifice from everybody, and that has to include the union. Our government has to start saying, okay, it's time for our public employee unions to share in the sacrifice, which they didn't have to do the first 2 years of the Obama administration.
All right. The public employee unions here are a problem. I don't know how that relates. He made actually a pretty good argument for staying out of Europe. With our money anyway, the Fed, can they be trusted? People asking that. That's number two. We move on to number three, Penn State and Syracuse University scandals, when next you hear my voice here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
One in five collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had every year, it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it, we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Don't come when your walls start falling down.
Respect, don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits from this past week in talk radio. A quick review, the presidential race is number one. What's going on in Europe with money at number two? Actually, we're at number three right now. The Penn State Syracuse University situation is lots of yak on that. Here, host Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talk about another accuser coming forward with the Jerry Sandusky crimes or alleged crimes in the focus.
Penn State University back in the news, but there's a secondary story here that I want to get to. Obviously, in the news is that there is another accuser said that Sandusky abused him more than 100 times, and that the abuse started, I want to say, in 1992. The gentleman who filed a lawsuit in Philadelphia that's 27 pages of details is now 29. It lists Sandusky, the second mile in Penn State, as defendants. Said he was abused at the home of Sandusky, at Penn State facilities, and on at least one bowl game trip.
Which is consistent with some of the other accusations that we'd seen. I think one of the accusations that was part of the criminal suit said, or criminal case, said that somebody was at, the Alamo Bowl and was threatened to be sent home if they didn't permit or allow the abuse to continue.
It started when the boy was 10. All right, now, let's set that over here for just a second.
You saw the story that came out over the weekend, by the way, that another Sandusky accuser came out, and I think it was his grandson.
Yeah. Jerry's in trouble. How is Jerry Sandusky not in jail right now?
Because he's been accused of charges and has been arrested, and I guess was let out on bail.
By a judge who served as a board member of the charity. A new judge is on the case. And I'm just wondering just how many charges, lawsuits, whatever, need to be filed before they decide, you know, it might not be a good thing to have this guy out in our streets right now. Now, I understand. You think he's going to do something right now? This is probably the safest anybody's been around Jerry Sandusky in a long time. I understand that. But do you really think this guy should be walking free with the gravity of the charges?
Jerry Sandusky, does he need to be incarcerated under house arrest or some circumstance? Question has been asked a number of times this week by a number of hosts around the country, both sports talk radio and regular issue-oriented talk radio, have this on their front burner. Also, the situation in Syracuse, where hosts Susan Rose and John Zach talked to Chris Barnes, who's a radio person there, about what the head coach had to say since the firing of his assistant, Bernie Fine.
Coach Boeheim spoke to the media for the first time since the firing of Bernie Fine. What did he say, Chris?
Well, among the things he said, Susan, was that he regretted, or that I should say he didn't regret initially backing his friend Bernie Fine when those allegations were first made public. However, he did express some regret for having gone further than that, and actually, you'll remember he referred to those two initial accusers as liars and had suggested in his initial statement when the allegations started making news that they were motivated purely by money. He has since, in an earlier written statement, expressed some regret for that. And he pretty much echoed those feelings again last night before an especially packed news conference, as you might imagine, at the Carrier Dome following the SU win last night.
You know, Chris, Boeheim also said what happened on my watch will be revealed once police complete their investigation of the child molestation charges against Bernie Fine. He seemed to imply that he was very confident that he will come out of this unscathed.
Yeah, John, he certainly, I mean, he has, I think he learned a lesson about being careful about just what he says, but on the other hand, I mean, he seemed to be wanting to be very forthcoming about things. He said what you just quoted there, he said that actually several times he made those remarks in response to, you know, more and more efforts by reporters to get him to comment on some of the specific allegations and about what he could have possibly known over the many years that he worked with and was friends with Bernie Fine. But again, that was basically his response. And he was basically trying to say, I really cannot discuss any details about this investigation, nor can I discuss, you know, what I knew, didn't know, may have known, or anything of that nature. Because, again, he said the investigation will certainly determine that, and we'll see where it goes from there. That was basically his message. He had actually initially tried to put the whole issue to bed by reading the statement early on. But as we all know, the reporters who had come from far and wide and encircled the Carrier Dome with satellite trucks were not about to talk about the game as much as they wanted to talk about the Bernie Fine scandal.
All right. So there it is, putting that into perspective. Number three this week, the sex scandals. Why is there? You got to wonder about these, whether there are more of these big universities, smaller colleges and universities around the country, and how many sickos there are among us. Moving to number four, insider trading in Congress. This has been floating around for a couple of weeks. Finally, time now to sort of bear down into the story itself and reaction to same. We talk about what's on talk television as well as talk radio here, so we'll take this clip from MSNBC, Tamron Hall, with Roll Call's David Drucker. Roll Call is the congressional newspaper. They talk about the members of Congress that have used privileged information to buy and sell stocks for their own gain.
I know that this activity is said to be legal, what we're talking about here, but it is about more than appearances, right?
Well, I think it's about what is acceptable politically at a time when Congress has approval ratings at near 10% or lower, at a time when much of the country is hurting and they feel, in a sense, that the system has been rigged against them or rigged in favor of others. And I think that's why this issue has such potency following, as you mentioned, the 60 Minutes investigation that was televised.
And in that investigation, and as I said, this is all based on also a book that we're seeing this on both sides of the aisle. Nancy Pelosi was in this piece on 60 Minutes, as was John Boehner, and they all deny any wrongdoing here, but the timing has been very curious that you have these behind-the-door conversations or meetings, and then stocks that they have an interest in somehow benefit.
Well, there has long been, Tamara, the problem of appearance and even impropriety when you consider the fact that many members of Congress come to Capitol Hill with regular lives, just like everybody else. They have investment accounts, they have retirement accounts, and all of a sudden they're in charge or a part of crafting legislation that turn out one way or the other and affect markets. And so what are they supposed to do about that? Now, I think if the economy was doing well and people generally felt good about their government, they would have watched the 60 Minute story and not worried about it. But I think it's sort of the times in which we live. I do think, though, that the smart thing to do for any member of Congress, presidents do this, governors do this, senators often do this, is you set up a blind trust.
Right.
Because clearly when you leave office, you need money to take care of yourself, and there's no reason you should give up earning power. But you set up a blind trust, somebody takes care of this, and you don't know what's going on other than you see a balance. And that's usually what high-profile politicians do. I'm surprised that not more members of Congress have done this.
Why are you surprised, sir? They're interested in themselves. How is this legal? You heard at the beginning of this report it was legal. How is that the case? It's not legal for you and me. We'd get fined hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, depending on how much we made, if we involved ourselves. You know, you see those headlines in the Wall Street Journal all the time. This person, that person convicted of insider trading. So how is it okay for Congress? Is that another special deal for them, like their health care benefits and their own retirement situation? And again, as they pointed out there, Congress's approval rating is less than 10%. Not too smart on their part, is it? Doesn't seem to be, anyway. How long is your memory? 800-510-8255. So that's number four, insider trading in Congress. Number five, the protesters continue to be the focus, even though a lot of people don't even know what they're protesting. We'll listen to a talk host report on that in a moment here on the Countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups. Oscar winner George Kennedy has just finished his autobiography called Trust Me. And from his home in Idaho, George told me he can't believe how quickly time has flown.
It is not just having aches and pains. It is the sneakiness of the way it all got there.
While filming Earthquake, George confesses, it took him several takes to reach under Victoria Principal's clothing to find a puppy.
Well, I had to reach into her shirt. I really didn't look very hard for the dog.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Johnny Depp sails again in Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate things in Friends with Benefits. And Danny McBride forces Jesse Eisenberg to rob a bank in 30 minutes or less. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it later in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Protests are in the news, and thus in News Talk Radio, people talk about the news and this conversation, inaccurate as it is, according to the, I'm listening to a lot of different things and these people talking about on the air, and the news media in general just don't get what these protests are all about. Let's listen to some of the conversation. Here's a radio program hosted by Bob Montgomery. They talked to a representative from the Occupy movement in South Bend, Indiana. His name is Tom Butler.
Were you able to land the permit that you needed to stay, or were there issues there? Were you being told that you had to leave?
No, not at all. We were told, we've been in great contact with the city attorney's office, and there was a special use permit from the very beginning that they were working on. We'd put a deposit check down. That check was never cashed. The final permit they were working on was never released to us. We were kind of just operating on a verbal communication basis with our liaison to the police, our liaison to the city attorney's office. And, we worked great with South Bend. They worked great with us. We had a very... a very good relationship. So in general, in terms of being able to communicate and to work out any issues that they may have had with our occupation at the time.
So are you saying that this is now a political movement? Are you a political party? Are you going to be putting up candidates and that sort of thing?
No, it's always been a political social movement.
But, I mean, are you a political party? Are you going to start, like the Tea Party, for example, you back candidates and you're putting your own candidates out there?
Well, the Tea Party isn't a specific party. It's a social movement to change some of the problems with government. And we agree with many of the issues that the Tea Party have brought up. The socialization of losses on Wall Street is an issue that we can all agree on. The Tea Party is very akin to our movement. It's been a grassroots political movement that has occurred from the bottom up, not from the top down. And to address the issues that have not been resolved in this country in terms of the problems that we're facing in terms of our economy and our government. And it's very much a similar kind of thing to the Tea Party movement.
I mean, the best I've ever heard somebody involved in the Occupy movement explaining how close, even though some of your friendly local and national talk hosts who are on the right don't want to hear this, it is very close and akin. The issues are very, very relevant to those who are members of the Tea Party movement. Here's host Joan Hamburg talking to John Heilman about his recent article in New York Magazine, going to great lengths to explain what this movement is all about.
You made me understand something that I hadn't understood before, because I would hear myself saying, we need leaders to come out. We need a platform. Who are these people? And as you explain right from the start, and how much time did you spend with this group?
I was working on this story for about a month, maybe about 5 weeks. So I spent the better part of a month hanging around with the people who are, I mean, they're, this is a group where it's very, the subject of leadership and who the leaders are is a very fraught conversation, because the group is so driven by the protesters, and broadly are driven by trying to have a very consensus-oriented model, and they kind of reject the idea of leaders. But the truth is that for anything that's as big as this has become, there are people who are more core to in organizing things and getting things done. You can't do as much as they did without having certain people kind of take the lead, even if they're not figureheads. And so I kind of was able to penetrate into the kind of inner circle. There's a couple dozen people there who are sort of the core organizers, and I spent a lot of time with them for about a month, and then sat down and wrote it up.
And an unbelievable cast of characters, and I'm assuming, having read this piece, that they didn't all know each other. They sort of came together. Is that accurate?
None of them knew each other beforehand, and now most of them know each other. There's still, in some cases, even among the core leaders, there's the core organizers, there's still, maybe one degree of separation. They all, if they don't know each other, they know at least one other person who knows that person.
All right. So there's another overview. It is not what it is presented as being, and that's my job to tell you what is really going on. It's 51 past the hour. Barney Frank retires next year.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and so we have. I'm Doug Steffen, the Talk Radio Review. We are doing the week's overview from number 1 to number 10. We're up to number 6. The story that Barney Frank, congressman from Massachusetts, is retiring. Here, radio host Jen Brine talks about Frank's comments. He says he's not running because the new constituents he might have to represent don't know who he is.
They know who you are, Barney. They know who you are. They know that you were part of the subprime mortgage mess and that you were part of the blame game and that you thought Fannie and Freddie were sound. They know who you are. Barney, what makes you think constituents don't know that you suck? It's time to go, Barney. And we are happy that you're going. Bye-bye, Barney. No, and you wouldn't have won the election. You wouldn't have won the election. Just say it. He took 20 minutes to answer the question. Barney Frank is out of here. Oh, yes. Russ. Hi, Russ. Is this not an early Christmas present?
You know, that's just what I was going to first thing I was going to say. The American people have received an early Christmas gift. Now they can make him the mayor of Provincetown. He'd be good down there.
Yeah.
And let's face it,
no
without
thanks.
Newton, without Newton and Brookline, there's no way he was going to win. He would die. He would have died in office like Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, well, I wish that he had the you-know-what to say, no, I couldn't win. There's no way. I understand what redistricting. He says he's not macho. He is the most arrogant SOB that I think I've ever seen in politics, ever, in my lifetime. And he couldn't bring himself to say, you know, it's like the Fonz. I lost or will lose. He can't do it. Can't do it.
He is arrogant beyond belief. I thought it was interesting. I mean, these hosts and the stuff, their reaction is predictable. Barney, you suck. The double entendre there is worth a chuckle. And now, number 7, the apology or not for the Pakistan bombing. President Obama stated that he would not apologize to the leaders of Pakistan for the NATO airstrike that killed a couple of dozen Pakistani soldiers last weekend. Obama refused to apologize, even though his own State Department encouraged him to do so. So that's number 7 on the countdown. Number 8, the filing of bankruptcy by American Airlines. All over the place, people talking about this. Here's host Jay Morris with the airport manager in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
When you see something like American Airlines and the parent company in a bankruptcy, does that change anything then for you or for the airport?
Well, typically not. I mean, when they enter through Chapter 11 restructuring, it basically doesn't have an impact in terms of what the public sees, nor what we would see. It's typically from the date they file, which is the 29th forward, you're still paid as a vendor. We're a vendor and a supplier, just like anybody else is.
Okay.
And then anything prior to that date that would have been owed to us will end up through the bankruptcy process, and claim will be made, and it takes time to settle that, and they get to receive the costs associated that was owed to us prior to that.
All right. So for the most part, anybody who's flying American Eagle out of AZO isn't going to see any difference.
No, they're not going to see any difference. They're still carrying their full schedule as they had in place for this winter. You've probably heard it through other outlets or through your own sources that, frequent flyer programs are still going, flights are still going, they're still honoring everything. Everything's business as normal in terms of what the public will see. It's just from prior to the 29th. And, of course, it gives them the opportunity to restructure their costs, which was really important to them.
Now, that's short and medium term. Long term, you've been through, you've been working, within airports for a long time, Cliff. Long term, you think they come out of this and it's just business as usual?
Yeah, I do. We've been through these before with most of the major carriers that went through it back 2-3 years ago or even further back. So we've been through the bankruptcy process, and those carriers came out because of the cost restructuring better. And that's why you see some of the legacy carriers now. And by legacy carrier, I mean your mainline carriers that you hear about, United, Continental, Delta, when they merged with Northwest. And they're coming out better right now because of that restructuring. That's, American tried to hold off on that for so long, the gap was too big and they couldn't. So this is probably going to have an impact on them in terms of getting their costs back in line. So probably long-term, it's going to work out better for them.
Credit to them. They stalled it off as long as they could. So that's number 8. Number 9 on the countdown, Egypt situation in the Middle East. The Muslim Brotherhood Party was a crowd favorite as the early Egyptian voting this week. The 40% of the vote they've won so far has a lot of people wondering what's next there. And at number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the end of the NBA lockout. That's it, your review of the talk radio world for this past week ending December 2nd. Doug Steffen, happy to have had you along so you can pick up information. Hey, more info for you to talk about this weekend.